but I'm not trusting anybody.
Well,
you're welcome.
Welcome, Amanda.
Continue. I don't know what your schedule is.
Let me date the tape. This is the 18th of June, 1991. Time is 3 p.m. And I think we're probably awaiting, would we call it a rematch with Mr. Cole?
I'm going to get my 800 number out today. But that speakerphone, we can listen to it. And we've got it muted, so it won't listen to us talking then.
Yeah.
Oh, I can make it so everybody can hear it. They do pick up that
one.
I would like the 800 number here in front of her.
Okay.
I don't believe that I will use it, but probably where are the papers I asked for?
Right here. Which one do you want first?
I can just get her to open her eyes. Just. I know somewhere in here your name has told you in three sentences or less what God is. Anybody have any comments about the last couple of days? What you're getting is the most incredible information put upon this earth. Well, I'll have to wing it.
You're good at that.
The minute she opens her eyes, her brain engages. As long as her tongue remains silent, that's okay.
We're fine. They won't call us till 5 minutes after.
About 10 or 15.
What time do you have? Tell us the trip.
Our trip was, we made success, as you know, but we were disappointed merely because we didn't get. We had a very successful meeting in St. Louis.
Well, we had lots of radio shows and good response from that, but the meeting itself, we only had like 40 people that came to our seminar.
40 paying. There was about 56.
Yeah.
A lot of freebies that we gave to the media and et cetera, which was fine.
Which was disappointing.
But that's merely because
of the... Well, that's because you're getting information from Langley.
That's true.
When you start getting it from God, it'll pick up.
Okay.
Right. No, it just gave us a little bit of better procedure to look at, a little bit more advanced warning in order to get out the media. I mean, one of the radio stations said that they wouldn't put us on the air for 10 years, and then when they heard us on the radio station before, they put us on the next night. Of course, that was the night after we left. But at least we were on for...
Well, they all competed with themselves. So if one guy gets us on, then the other one has to, because they have this ego thing going on between them. So that works in our benefit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we were very busy, but it just... I don't think we're going to be able to measure the success until later. You know, because it wasn't, definitely didn't show up at the seminar. But the people who were there were very interested.
Lucy was there. Drove in from Indiana. Another couple came down from Springfield, Illinois, and they're going to set up another seminar in Chicago and also in Springfield. And Lucy was sharing her information about Bo Wright from the seminar that she put on, and that one wasn't very successful for her either, even though Bo had the information and she thought that the BFW Post and everybody else was supportive. She lost a lot of money, so she's kind of hesitant to have another one. So we told her we'd help support and operate a little bit different because of the Chicago area. We have over 3,000 people, I think, on the mailing list that had listened to us before. So we can really hit them in a big way and let them know we're all coming together in Bo. And what was the other information we got today? Somebody asked Bo if he'd run for president. He said, yeah, if the...
Spotlight backed him.
If Spotlight backed him. Isn't that interesting?
Good.
You'll be the next president.
Next time you get another Spotlight.
I don't
Spotlight might do it because Actually, Bo is on the board of the populist group. And this might work out. It's going to take some brave people.
Well, we did get Lucy to commit to you October 12th for a seminar.
And did we confirm that it's an open day with Bo? Because she wanted to have Bo there.
I called Bo and left a message. I don't know yet.
Okay, because she wanted to make sure it was coincided with that. They all were anxious to make this a full day program with everybody to give them the information.
Once it is set aside and understood, and it's going to take some blanket information, just as I wrote today, because everyone wants to hook you into some kind of a cult, wants it to be really mysterious, really mystical, this connection that you have. When you can bring it down to earth so that you are participating on the basis of the problems at hand and not on space cadets, hocus pocus and hanky panky, you'll get support. This is why there must still be an extremely low profile for any connection as such. One thinks they're going to get more truth if they speak directly with me through this translator. I would defy anyone to interpret the beats on that telefax machine. I can understand it. So what one wishes to make into a mystical type of miracle is so physical in its actuality that it's embarrassing. And yet it's quite understandable. So what needs to be done for Earth man is to understand it in Earth terms and get rid of the mystery about it. We receive word, you know, from the young man in New Zealand. And it's heartbreaking. And this is part of the reason that Germaine wrote as he did today. You ones must understand that part of your journey here is for this purpose. If everything was perfection in your world, you would have no need to be here. Because these troops of which you're part are back for this purpose. Not to work your way through this journey again. And the strong are sent because you commit that you believe you can do it. And it means basically not losing your compassion, but keeping focus of what is your purpose. And it's to bring the word and to have that allowance so that you can function. You're going to have to salvage your country. I'm sorry that those letters were not returned down here. They actually came through here and then were delivered yesterday. But I would love to read the last paragraph from this letter from New Zealand, because it was a petition to America. Please, don't you understand? You've got to do something, America. The rest of us are gone. New Zealand is gone. They've sold everything. Their government has sold away everything in New Zealand. Last year, New Zealand changed to the dollar standard. What does that tell you about the pound? What does that tell you about global money? I can tell you now, because it's been a little bit of a problem the last few days, about the yen and the pound and the mark, etc. The pound is due to be devalued greatly to support the dollar for a little bit longer. And the dollar has come up against the pound overnight. There's no perfect way to go. There's no perfect way to go. And we're not in the business of being financial advisors to everybody who would like to make a little money off a bad deal or a good deal. You know, tell us all the good news and we'll go down. And Jermaine has covered that a bit in intent and intentions. God does not mean for you not to have. God is total abundance. God is all there is. Anything and everything. But spirit is not matter. And don't confuse the two. And when your intent is on matter, it cannot function fully in the spiritual. So you have got to come into some balance regarding intent and purpose and self-centeredness versus centered on the self, which is God's self. Because this physical experience will pull you down. You will be harder hit than anyone. It's more important to fragment you either as a unified focus or as just individual workers. The point is to keep the information from the public. And it's heartrending. This young man works in a hospital and he's been exposed lately to what you're seeing, this incredible misery in portions of Africa. Where the children are starving, the mothers are starving. And then in Chernobyl, where now those babies are dying of cancer, as are the mothers. Can't you just bring them aboard class and fix them? No, I cannot. Do you see? They're part of the distraction. Let's just turn to Darth Vader, part of the evil empire. Is to encourage these births, then starve them to death, and you will act in compassion rather than reason, and then they will arrange it so that you have still not taught them how to tend themselves, but to give them the cup of wheat or the glass of milk. And then they will deplete your supply so there is not the cup of wheat and the glass of milk. And both they and you are now helpless, see. You cannot look at this moment in front of you. And yet you cannot live out there in that moment way out there. So you're going to have to open these eyes to your mind. Part of you call all of these rainbow colored focuses, chakras, I don't care what you call them. They are the receiving points and the transmitting points of your soul, of your spiritual energy. You don't need to do a thing to get in touch with them. The less you do, other than go within to God, the better off you are. I don't care whether you feed it, starve it, hang it. This shell. Just keep that focus with God. You are not going to come into balance. I can promise you, I don't want you here if you're going to come into balance. I want you balanced with your God energy that gives you some equilibrium. I want the force of God behind you that keeps you unbalanced so that you continue in action and don't sit down and drop. And that's my purpose. That's my purpose. That's all I can do at this point. Because your world continually wants to say, well, what is your plan, Hatan? What do you want to do? What is this? What should we do? I'm a comrade waiting for you to do. I can tell you how things are. I can give you proof. But I believe, as I stated with Mr. Cook, there are many ways to zap a person. The most stupid and foolish is to electrocute him or give him hot foot. But Mr. Cole was adequately zapped. I come to put no man down. I come, hopefully, to make a friend of every man, every woman, and every child. Because we will either walk this road in unity, or it's going to be awfully hard, or it will not get done. Now, I'd like to talk about the other letter from the doc, because so many of you know him. And he's an old journey companion of mine. We have never really stood on the same side of almost any debate if we get into philosophy. There needs to be challenge and thought in your world. There's nothing wrong with a good debate. There's almost everything wrong with a foolish argument. And I can't even prove to him that he's in error about some things. And you see, I sit in the peacock's chair. He can't prove to me otherwise, because he's working within the same limitations that you ones are working in. So this is a joyful camaraderie between the two of us. And it's hard to get back into your little sense called physical and know that you know, and yet somehow you can't pull out these fragments. But that's what your agreement was. Because if everything is done by magic, you've done nothing. You have done nothing. You've just created a little more magic. And magic can be fun too. But as with everything, it must be tempered with wisdom. Magic can be entertaining. Manifestation can be miracle. And if you mix the two, you lose credibility. Man must come back to God without miracle proof. Because the proof of God is all over your being. And if you have to go out to find something that renders recognition on the part of this physicalness, I assume that this your ghost, Green, is going to answer that phone.
You got it right.
All right. I suggest you do it now.
Good afternoon, Mr. George. Yes. You're embarrassed? That's good. No. I'll put the commander on directly. That's what you want? Okay. You bet.
There you are.
Hello? Commander Hatton?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure it was Hatton we put on hold. Oh, yes. Thank you so much for joining us. Hold on, please.
Short-term disability program and a 16% cost of living increase spread over 4 years. South Florida Treasure Coast weather becoming partly cloudy tonight with showers decreasing. Lows will be in the 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered mainly afternoon showers, high near 90. For the boaters, wind south at 5 to 10 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet, inland coastal waters, smooth to a light chop. Right now, 87 in Fort Lauderdale, showers in 79 in Lake Worth, 82 in Stewart. WJNO News Time, 612.
You're listening to Jeff Gold on WJNO.
As you may have surmised over the months and years that we've been doing this program, normally with such a segment as this, I would open with, oh, I don't know, you know, the Darth Vader theme, John Williams, music from Star Wars or some such thing as that, or perhaps the 2001 theme, which is what thus speaks Zarathustra. Instead of doing that, because we've got this serious problem, I want to talk directly to George Green and to Commander Hatton of the Pleiades, and we're not going to kid around today, because the New York Times reports today, and I'm sure that George and Commander have seen this, that there is out there somewhere in our solar system an asteroid hurtling towards the Earth, and we hope that we will have sufficient time, perhaps as much as 10 or 20 years, to deal with it, and Vice President Quayle, the chairman of the Space Council, has, in all seriousness, said that we need such a program as SDI, the Star Wars program, to shoot it down or perhaps to knock it, blast it into some less threatening orbit. And so I want to put to our friends from the Pleiades, and specifically to Commander Hatton, the question whether we are for such an experience as an asteroid hitting the planet, as we believe one rather sizable one did, 6 miles or so in diameter, some 65 million years ago, which, ironically enough, we think at least gave rise to the presence on Earth of such as we. George, is the commander there? Good. Well, now, Commander Hatton, are you aware of, I don't imagine you read the New York Times on a daily basis. Well, perhaps you do. Did you see the Science Times today?
It doesn't matter. I know what...
Well, would you brief us on it, please? On this matter, do we have anything to worry about? A lot of us here in South Florida particularly are worried about that kind of thing. Do we have anything to worry about?
Of course you have something to worry about. I would suggest that you bring your worries a little closer to your planet.
All right. Okay, let's do that. Is it close to our planet, this asteroid?
No.
It is not?
Not yet.
Will it soon be close to our planet?
Well, think about what you just said. All right. What you just read. At some time, 65 years.
No, I said within 10 or 20 years, that's how much warning we will have. The thing could happen at any time, but we will be able to pick it up in our rather primitive way. We think, anyway, we'll be able to pick it up if it's a big one, well, 10 years or 20 years or more before it hits. But I'm curious as to whether you, with your rather more advanced technology, are capable of seeing it now. And if you indeed know where it is, then, you know, maybe we can do something about it now.
What would you do about it? Blast it out of the sky, like Mr.
Quinn? I'm sorry?
Suggested blast it out.
Well, I would...
Earth man had never begun to take some serious consideration to his reaction to things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to tell you, before we go further in this program...
All right.
...that I am incredibly serious about my mission.
Well,
I have a strong... Please, Mr. Cole, let me speak.
Okay, but I just wanted you to introduce yourself, Commander, because you are from the Pleiades, and there are many of us who have difficulty grasping the concept that you, 9.5 feet tall, could have come here from a star cluster which is 500 or so light years distant. And so if you can just introduce yourself to this earthbound and rather pedestrian audience of ours, I would appreciate that as the Inquisitor General of World Headquarters.
Well, Mr. Inquisitor General,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I am Gerbil Series Hatton.
Yes.
That is pronounced silent H, a silent Hatton.
A silent N?
Yes.
Okay. So we would say Hatton rather than...
No, you would say Hatton.
Hatton.
Silent H.
Silent H, okay.
Don't worry about it. I have to... Anytime I am petitioned on my...
Yes.
I personally do not originate the Pleiades.
Oh, you
do not.
No.
Where are you from?
Well, but I'm going to talk about where I am from prior to PD. Because my experience, and this is the command fleet,
yes,
in charge of many of the different changes, observation of them,
yes,
working with you as humanoid on Earth.
You are...
For the light of God, the light service.
Uh-huh.
And we are sent, not as some crew from PD.
Yes.
PD's brothers are very much like you.
They're like us?
Like you.
Us?
They look like you. They can be among you. They're all among you.
So, not like that?
Absolutely not. Now, if you had habitable planets in your solar system, do you really think that all Martians would look like Earthians?
That's all right.
So when you are talking about a star system...
Xandar, by the way? Have you ever heard of the planet Xandar?
No.
No. Well, we have been in... I understand now, if I understand this correctly, you are actually speaking, though you are... Commander Hatton, you are using the vocal cords of an Earthian, is that correct?
Yes, I have to have a translator.
You have to have a translator.
You don't speak the language. I send the pulses per signal.
I happen to have a representative of the planet Xandar with us here in the studio who does speak in the universal language, and I was wondering if the two of you could have, because he can also speak English, or for that matter, French, or any other language.
No, I would be happy to speak to whatever energy.
All right, well, let me see. Vicky, if you can summon up the, you turn on the, yeah, there we go, okay. God,
you're waiting.
Good evening. I am Zakon, hereditary prince of planet Xandar. I have been summoned to world headquarters. What is it that you desire of me?
I would desire...
Prince, we would like to introduce you to Commander Hatton and have you speak to Commander Hatton, if that's possible.
General Cole.
Do you prefer that I utilize, as you know, through my technology, I am capable of speaking in any language of your choice? For instance, je parle français. For instance, ich kann deutsch sprechen. Would you prefer that I speak in one of those languages?
I would prefer, sir, that this is mystical.
Hatton, we would just as soon you go ahead and converse with the commander in English. Is that satisfactory for you, Commander?
Mr. Cole, I think this is a disrespectful, despicable thing that you have done so far. Number one, in the hierarchy and in the outer reaches of the solar system. Are you there?
Well, I'm here, and so is Prince Zakon.
Prince Zakon is an... Either he of evil intent, he is a phony to be released.
I am what you would call a very nice person, except that I am not precisely what you would call a person, but I am very nice.
You are not of the light, sir. You are of evil intent.
I am not familiar with this concept of the light. I am of the good persuasion.
I believe, Mr. Cole, that you have just had anyone speaking from the outer reach of the cosmos who does not know of light, which is God creator, is not in service to light, and I command that any such being who refers to himself as a royal being is an imposter.
You are saying that I, Prince Hakon of Xandar, am an imposter?
I am saying that Prince Hakon of Xandar are an imposter. And I believe that you...
Backwards.
Is this another
problem here, communicating? I don't see why you shouldn't...
I have no problem communicating. The man is an imposter.
I am not an imposter. I am hereditary prince of the planet Xandar. Who are you, please?
I am Commander Drogo Ceres Hatton, in service to God Creator, come forth as best before the coming.
I think that this universe is big enough for both of us.
Sir, this universe is big enough for no one.
I am...
And there are
not certain of your motivations. Would you please state them to me?
My motivation is in service to God. I was asked by your radio station to respond this day.
I have great purpose to be a radio station. That is a rather more primitive technology than I have any need for.
So I suggest that you have need of a lot of things, and technology amongst them.
Well, we could discuss our relative technological capabilities.
I have no wish to further discuss. I would not encounter evil easily. I would ask you to either remove yourself from the program or ISAP.
Do you suppose that I am necessarily evil because I do not represent the same organization that you represent? It is a big...
I represent an organization, sir. I represent the Creator God. Of holy light.
The Creator God of holy light. I mean, isn't it possible, Commander, that there are many concepts of God?
No, there is not a possibility here, Mr. Paul.
Here on Earth, we have many gods. Many people believe in many different
gods. Yes, and look what the Master is, sir. Are you ready for the return of you called the Master? Are you ready for the Messiah?
The planet which you call Earth, which we call Retta, is indeed in a mess. Well, you see, there's some agreement, then, between...
There is no agreement, sir, and I don't know why you have insulted me by asking me back on the program. I would have believed that you got quite sufficient back the other day when you were so amusing.
I don't...
It's very difficult for me to understand why you have no intention whatsoever of bringing enlightenment into the masses, pleading for help.
Lakeworth is a member of that audience. And so, John, if you have a question for either the hereditary Prince Akon of Xandar or for Commander Hatton, we know not exactly where, somewhere near the place.
Just call me a God, sir, and that's fine with me.
God, then. John, what is your question?
I guess it starts a little preface here.
All right.
Does the Commander believe that there are photons and that convey the... three or four forces that we know in the universe?
Well, Commander?
I'm sorry, I missed. I don't recognize what. I have a very poor connection here.
I have an excellent connection and can hear and understand everything. Do you have any questions as to universal knowledge to put to me? John, do you have any questions for the Prince?
No, not for the Prince.
No, this was for the Commander. Oh, I see. Right.
John, I'm sorry. I did not hear what you asked me. You asked me.
Sons or something like that, John?
Yes. We believe that there are bosons.
Bosons? Explain that to me.
We know four forces of the universe. The weak force, the electromagnetic force, the strong force, and gravity. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. We think we have found bosons that transfer energy between different objects for these different forces, all except for gravity. The fourth force, we don't have a boson for. We can speculate one, but we have not found it. Is there one?
I am prepared to answer that question. John, you are not capable of understanding my response, and so I will...
I can believe that you can understand my response. John, this gentleman asked me, and I would like to respond.
Yes, the boson question, yes.
I don't believe we're going to find it exactly the way you have presented it. We're going to have to take electricity to even understand number one principle of what you call gravity. It is not what you think. It is not a pull toward the center of anything, because you have always divided pairs, a male-female pair. But electricity, although it appears to be positive and negative, it is truly only one, traveling in cycles. And there is the compression and the forces exerted on the electricity does not change it from positive to negative, charge or discharge as such. What you call life is simply a charged battery. is only a discharge battery. A refolding back into the seed of whatever substance is representative of the seed or the projection.
May I congratulate the commander on an extraordinary explication of the rules of the universe, and I thank you for that.
And one more question for the commander.
I will hear you, sir. I do give you great respect. I hear that you are sincerely asking me. I'm sorry I'm not given opportunity to adequately respond.
I understand. Is gravity a function of probability?
The answer is probably.
Since everything...
I understand that it would be the result of everything, but is it primarily just a mathematical function of where everything is?
Absolutely.
The force itself.
Because you have to have what you would represent as two poles, although they're not. It becomes very difficult right at this moment. And this might be worthy of you to make a little bit of... But can you hear me, sir? I'm getting such a feedback on this line.
Now, let me see if I can do something up about clearing up this
thank
line.
You. Thank you.
Like I can clear up the line for you in an instant.
Well, would you do that, sir, while... actually, we'll take a traffic report, and then the Prince Hakon of Xandar will clear up the line, and we'll see if we can get a really much better connection through this high technology that the Xandarians have to offer here.
We'll
take it where we can get it. Back after these words of earthbound traffic.
What is this?
That's just the phone, but what happened with...
What is this? Under my phone.
WJNO's all that traffic beginning to a still a lot of rain showers all about acting on these Lake Boulevard West.
Let's take a question from George, who describes himself as being from the planet Tamara. Correct, George? From
no, exactly.
The city of Tamarack.
I have a question for Commander
Hakon. All right, for Commander Hakon. Nobody has any questions?
Very good, sir.
I would like to about it. I'm seriously concerned because I have been following some of the material that has been released through American West. It doesn't look like he nor I are going to do very, very well in the next, I think, number of months into their team, because there's supposedly some kind of a nuclear war that's supposed to be breaking out to remove population. And if that's not going to do it, then there's going to be some kind of an immediate economic crisis. Could you please give me some information on that or what you think of this?
Commander, are we anticipating a nuclear war anytime in the near term?
Well, if you would look into your historical records, you would find that, as a matter of fact, the United States of America has planned two or three times already a nuclear first strike against Russia, against the Soviet Union.
The first power in the universe to use nuclear weapons on other representative members of their same planetoid race was the period 1945. That is the historical record.
Sir, I'm sorry. Obviously, this program is not geared, once again, to any kind of serious conversation.
I think that's nuclear.
I don't know, sir, the one who called in. They have cut my circuit. I cannot hear you. I can only hear this idiot who pretends to be of somewhere, a royal prince of some kind. God has sent, because man has petitioned, God has sent assistance, and this is a kind of reception that we get. You and your son are in serious trouble. Your nation is in serious trouble. This is not something that you need to hear from some space commander.
Of the person's son, are you referring to the center of that particular solar system, or to the person's male child? In your language, that is not a precise matter.
Sir, if you were who you say you are, you would know that when I was on the radio before, a young man, 9 years old, by the name of Michael, called and I responded to him and he never cut off.
I was not in communication with World Headquarters at that time.
No, and you have never been, and you shall never be again, sir. You are absolutely erroneous. And I am embarrassed with the station. I am embarrassed with anything that you call. Obviously, one in this country are concerned about the well-being of your planet.
Yes. Well, they are indeed. And we have another concerned caller here, Bob on a car phone.
Mr. Cole, do you hear me? I'm reading you 555, Bob.
What planet are you from, Bob?
I was wondering if the commander happens to have a winter home at 241 Southwood Road.
Well, I can certainly pass that. Can you hear that?
No, neither does anyone else that I know.
I could.
As a matter of fact, there is a. I believe that I can now see that home, and there is a Swedish gentleman with long blonde hair who resides there with a Persian wife. Am I correct, Robert?
Yes, sir. But I think I've seen something.
These are my psychological capabilities.
Well, thank you very much for answering my question. I certainly appreciate it.
I believe that, in fact, there are extra moons surrounding that particular property. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bob. That's all I hear.
Have a good day.
That's really okay. On Zendar, females understand equations much better than do males.
Shave and a haircut.
Shave and a haircut. Now. Shave and a haircut. You mean da 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 da
da. Bump bump. Yes. But she's meeting up.
Or happy birthday.
And then, planets should answer. Then they would know. Because this is very universal in this country.
The particular configuration of sounds that you have mentioned, dot, 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 on the planet Zendar means I would like to have a rock on sandwich.
What?
I understand, but I'm not sure the commander quite grasps this concept. Do you, Commander?
He's back on the phone. The commander says. Well, the commander says it's ridiculous material that's going on, and that information that you're asking about missions and everything has been well reported throughout the past 4 years. It's been a bit of Bruce Cat.
Have you ever received any communications from the Prince Hakon of Zendar?
No, I received lots of communication.
What did you say, Prince? That is because I never communicate with nutcases.
Thank you, sir. Your input, but I think it's up to each individual to determine the credence of everything. And for people who want to really find out something, I'll be down to give them the information about the current information which goes into the light, Bible, and everything else. All you have to do is call 729-0131, and I'll send it to you, and then they can look at it themselves without what I call ludicrous interference.
Have 800 numbers on Zendar, too, you know.
That's good. 979-4181. And again, if people want it, they can get the information free. Let them determine whether or not the information is correct.
Numbers are unlisted. In fact, we have an unlisted source.
Interrupted, George.
I believe that. Therefore, you're not.